The lights are starting to come back on in Jefferson County after an ice storm left 30,000 people in the dark for some period over the weekend. National Grid says it expects to restore power to nearly all customers by midnight tonight. As WRVO's Joanna Richards reports, 1,600 field workers are helping to make that happen.
Crews from as far away as New Jersey and the Ohio Valley have been working to restore power throughout the North Country. Despite the progress, the utility says some customers could be in the dark through Christmas. Melanie Littlejohn is a spokeswoman for National Grid. She says workers are wearing good winter gear and rotating shifts so they can get enough sleep to stay alert. She says utility customers, too, need to stay mindful of safety.
We want to underscore, treat all lines as hazardous and as live wires. And do not, under any circumstance, go near those wires, but please call that in.
Littlejohn says Clayton and Governor have been hit hardest by outages. While many longtime residents have been recalling the 1998 ice storm, she says the scale of damage then was in a different ballpark. Downed poles meant it took much longer to restore power. This time, it's mostly lines snapped by falling tree limbs. During a midday press conference yesterday, Jefferson County's Emergency Management Chief, Joe Plummer, said all roads in Watertown had reopened. He downgraded a travel advisory from no unnecessary travel to use extreme caution.
Secondary roads are still hard-packed snow and ice, very slippery, with 2 to 3 inches of hard-pack on those. The salt is just not touching them very well right now.
Plummer says drivers should leave a wide berth between their vehicles and utility and road crews. Other hazards remain during the storm cleanup. Some people have gotten hurt while trying to clear down tree limbs from their yards and roofs. Others still on generator power need to be careful to use their equipment safely. And as everything melts, Plummer says, watch where you're standing.
As you go to the northern part of the county, there's still ice on the wires. There's still ice on the trees. Be cognizant of where you are. The stuff will fall at any time.
Plummer says shelters set up for those without heat took in a handful of residents during the storm. Only 8 people used Watertown shelter Saturday night, while up to 30 took advantage of one in Dexter. County Legislature Chairwoman Carolyn Fitzpatrick praised the many different agencies involved in the emergency response, saying their work helped to stave off any fatalities and keep injury rates low. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.